Part 1. Prologue. "Are there beings with the ability to shift forms?" he asked. She reached out a hand to caress his serious face and laughed lightly. "Why would you ask me that? Tell me, would I know if I saw one?" "You are serious." She stood, letting the moonlight filter through the waves of her waist-length hair. "Changers are old beings from the beginning of time. The last scraps of the Creator's spark which formed this world. You would be unlikely to meet one, for they are above us. Too distinguished to flirt with the people groups, and too haughty to lower themselves to live with the immortals." Her long fingers rested on the balcony, gripping it tightly as she continued. "If you ever met one, it would be unexplainable. They have two forms which makes them indestructible. One is physical and another is spirit." "Would you know if you met a changer?" he pressed. "Are they dangerous?" She laughed again, her voice rippling gently through the air like the tinkling of silver bells on a crisp night. "Dangerous? There are no creatures in the world more powerful or dangerous. What if I met a changer? What should I do?" She turned back to him, bending to take his face in her hands. Her intense gaze met his questioning eyes. "Run as fast as you can and never stop." 1. The Escape. A shadow moved in the unceasing midnight blackness. Marklis tensed, then shifted on the grimy stone floor of his ghastly prison cell. Shivering from the bone-wearying chill, he rubbed his hands over his thin shoulders and again recalled the hastily inked words that started it all. The plan had never been to arrive at the northern side of the sea, lost and naive, stumbling straight into a trap cleverly laid out for him. When the armed guards ambushed him in the decaying, hazy forest of Sluten and dragged him lively and struggling to prison, he'd known interrogation and torture were next. Stripped of his weapons and thrown into the blinding darkness of a deep cell, his screams and cries were left woefully unanswered. It seemed there was no reason for his imprisonment, his waiting for fear and hunger to drive him mad. If they ever came for him, and even that seemed a bleak wish, he would be broken, ready to give in to their demands. Anything was better than the endless monotony of drifting time, while the lack of light and warmth and the stench of death threatened to strip his sanity from him. Marklis, a warrior from the land of Mizine in the south, had been invited to join a reckless band of rebels building a secret army. Motivated by the passion of his fearless leader, who also happened to be his best friend, Marklis made it his task to travel north for covert information of the enemy's plans. Unfortunately, his mission had gone awry. But the worst part of being trapped in prison was the knowledge that no one would come to his rescue. Since the band of rebels was not under official authorization by the various rulers of the land, the repercussions for joining or further assisting the secret army were steep. The Western world was full of strife. The powers on both sides of the Djelva Sea that separated the North and South were locked in a fierce struggle to rule the fate of the inhabitants of the Western world. The rebels of Mizine had grown suspicious when peculiar warriors began raiding their land. Shouldering responsibility for the fate of the Western world, they took it upon themselves to discover what plans the North had for the South and how to put an end to their reign of terror. Now the year-old words from the parchment were naught but faded memory. Marklis remembered the nervous excitement of having a secret mission with his childhood friend. Their paths had gone separate ways after the disaster that struck Zykland, Marklis' homeland. But it was the quest that brought them back together, reminding them how much stronger they were as a team. Marklis sighed in frustration as he recalled the plans they'd made to sneak north into Sluten and travel to the enemy base, an abyss called the Great Waterhole. In the far northwest corner, in a place long thought to have been abandoned, the still waters were rumored to move again. Legend told of the beauty of the Great Waterhole. A mysterious canyon with trails and springs leading to the source of its secrets if one were persistent enough. It was alleged that eventually the trail of water flowed into Oceanic on a current that led directly to the South World. Although those theories were as yet untested, there was something ominous about the enemy setting up base in the Forsaken Canyon.